Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 9, Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom has built her house, she has hewn her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her breasts, she has mixed her wine, she has also set her table. She has sent out her young women to call from the highest places in the town. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. To him who lacks sense, she says, come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. Whoever corrects a scoffer gets himself abuse, and he who reproves a wicked man incurs injury. Do not reprove a scoffer, or he will hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will still be wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years will be added to your life. If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. If you scoff, you alone will bear it. The woman folly is loud. She is seductive and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house. She takes a seat on the highest places of the town, calling to those who pass by, who are going straight on their way. Whoever is simple, let him turn in here. And to him who lacks sense, she says, stolen water is sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he does not know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol. Chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son makes a glad father, but a foolish son is a sorrow to his mother. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. Blessings are on the head of the righteous, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but he who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Whoever winks the eye causes trouble, and a babbling fool will come to ruin. The mouth of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all offenses. On the lips of him who has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him who lacks sense. The wise lay up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool brings ruin near. A rich man's wealth is his strong city, the poverty of the poor is their ruin. The wage of the righteous leads to life, the gain of the wicked to sin. Whoever heeds instruction is on the path to life, but he who rejects reproof leads others astray. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. When my words are many, transgression is not lacking, but whoever restrains his lips is prudent. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, the heart of the wicked is of little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Doing wrong is like a joke to a fool, but wisdom is pleasure to a man of understanding. What the wicked dreads will come upon him, but the desire of the righteous will be granted. When the tempest passes, the wicked is no more, but the righteous is established forever. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to those who send him. The fear of the Lord prolongs life, but the years of the wicked will be short. The hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The way of the Lord is a stronghold to the blameless, but destruction to evildoers. The righteous will never be removed, but the wicked will not dwell in the land. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked what is perverse. So in chapter 9, wisdom and folly are offering competing feast is presented as them holding a feast and inviting people in. First, wisdom prepares her feast, sets the table in sending out women to invite the simple people, encouraging to come to feast and to learn to walk with insight. Then there is the reaction of the scoffer and the wise, showing a comparison between the two and how the wise accept the reproof and instruction. But the way of folly is summed up in verse 18, her guests are in the depths of Sheol. There's even this presentation of the way of folly, the way of foolishness, being very loud and seductive, and sitting at the door of her house, seeming to imply some sexual immorality as well. Chapter 10 starts a different section of the book of Proverbs. Chapter 10 through chapter 22 is a collection of short sayings clustered together to treat some particular topics. It starts off talking about a wise son making his father glad, a foolish son being a sorrow to his mother. And of course, that doesn't mean that a wise son doesn't make his mother happy and a foolish son doesn't make his father sad. But there is this emphasis on being vexed by the choices that a foolish son would make versus the choices that a wise son would make. So the beginning of chapter 10 presents the value of righteousness over wickedness. So much so that it states, you know, the wicked may obtain wealth, but it ultimately will not profit them. But righteousness, not earthly wealth, is what really impacts an individual and protects them because God is with those that are righteous. And so you have all of these short sayings, you know, blessings are on the head of the righteous, the mouth of the wicked conceals violence. The memory of the righteous is a blessing, the name of the wicked will rot. The wise of heart will receive commandments, a babbling fool will come to ruin. And you have all these short sayings in order to present this contrast between wickedness and righteousness. The intention, I believe, of the writer is to present this in such a way that you get through it and your conclusion is, well, I want to be one of the righteous. I certainly don't want to be one of the wicked. And that is the point, is that it's showing the ends of a particular path. If you follow wickedness, this is how it's going to turn out. If you follow righteousness, this is how it's going to turn out. And so we see then Proverbs is a very good book for the young to read, but it's not limited to just the young. It has value for us all. So think on these things as you go about your day. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.